This is KCUR 89.3. Last August, a mother in New Jersey put her youngest son on a plane bound for Garden City Community College in order to play football. Just 48 hours later, the 19-year-old was dead after practice. KCUR's Sam Zeff has been investigating and has this report.
It's been 6 months since Braden Bradford collapsed after a grueling practice in Bronc Buster Stadium. The teen grew up in the shore town of Neptune, New Jersey.
I spoke to him at 6:45 and he was fine. And the next phone call I got, he was deceased. And I need to know what happened in between that time.
Joanne Atkins Ingram is Bradford's mom, and for the first time, she was recently in Garden City. Her son died, according to an autopsy, from exertional heat stroke. We've uncovered a few important facts that help fill in that timeline. But first, you need to know Braden.
We all knew Braden was an outstanding athlete, you know, especially for his size. He was just very, very athletic and a great football player.
That's the family's lawyer, Jill Green, who accompanied Bradford's mom to Southwest Kansas as they consider whether to sue the college. At 6'3", 300 pounds, he was quick and agile, but he wasn't a great student. So the scholarship offer from Garden City was unexpected and came just a week before practice started.
Look, and there's a camera there.
We're on the Garden City campus. Ingram wants to see the spot. Her son collapsed.
I just don't know what I feel right now. I feel hurt.
We come across a kid named Johnny Jean, a safety on the Bronc Buster team.
Everything's doing good at home?
No, we're just...
Johnny, do you know where they found Braden?
Honestly, I don't know. We was at this building right here. We was in a meeting, and what they were saying is like a little alleyway right here. That's what everybody was saying where they found him.
Gene remembers crying when he found out the young man had died.
I didn't even know who you were, but I was just thinking about you, like how you look. I just imagine my mother like going through something like that, and I know it's hard. Like just even talking about it right now got me feeling a little... But.
The two fell into a hug, and just like that, everyone was teary.
I know it's hard, and I don't even know what to say, so I don't even know how you could deal with something like that.
Ingram deals with it by pushing Garden City Community College for transparency about how her son died of heat stroke.
I feel these adults were responsible for my child.
The adult Ingram blames is this man.
You get in coaching because you care about people and you want to help people get somewhere.
That's former Garden City head coach Jeff Sims in a YouTube video from Husker Online. Sims won a national championship at Garden City in 2016 and played for the national championship last year. He's now the head coach at Missouri Southern in Joplin, an NCAA Division II school, a step up. An email to Sims wasn't returned. KCUR's request for comment was moved out of the athletic department and to a university spokesman. A former player said Sims was caring one-on-one, but harsh and demanding on the field. Here's a little more from that YouTube video.
Sometimes, you know, sugar don't work, right? So you have to get on them, and they'll say to you, I'm working hard. No, you're working hard as you've ever worked, but you're not as working as hard as it takes.
Sometimes sugar don't work. Remember that. Bradford wasn't on campus for summer workouts like many of his teammates, so he wasn't in top shape. Also, it was 84 degrees at 8 p.m. during practice, 10 degrees hotter than the Jersey Shore. In addition, Garden City is 2,800 feet above sea level, something that, in Bradford's case, might even be more important than the temperature. The team ran 36 50-yard sprints. That's a little more than a mile. Bradford had to run them all under 8 seconds.
That's a do-or-die drill that is reckless endangerment.
So says Dr. Randy Eichner, an expert on preventing heat stroke in athletes, and for 15 years, a doctor for the University of Oklahoma football team. A 2012 consensus statement in the Journal of Athletic Training, co-authored by Eichner, says workout should be phased in over 5 days or more, and players acclimated to new conditions like temperature and altitude. Coach Sims did neither for Bradford.
You have a coach who throws him into a conditioning practice that is grueling, extreme, over the top.
Again, family lawyer Jill Green. Bradford was in distress during practice and after wandered off toward the dorm. According to the EMS report, he was breathing but unresponsive. slumped against a wall in that narrow alley. It could have been half an hour before he was discovered.
If it weren't for the coaches, it would never happen in the first place. So Coach Sims is the one responsible.
Heat stroke expert Randy Eichner, who was consulting the family, calls it a warrior culture. We know this much. Paramedics arrived at 10:10 that night, transported him to St. Catherine's Hospital at 10:29. Bradford was dead at 11:06, about 2 hours after practice, just 2 days after arriving in Garden City, some 1,500 miles away from home. The young man's death was news in Kansas and New Jersey.
Bill, you know, the coach at Garden City Community College in Kansas, I spoke to him by phone today. He told me that ER doctors there said that Braden Bradford scored one of the highest results they had ever seen on a test that looks for blood clotting issues.
Part of a WABC New York story 5 days after the teen died. Turns out Coach Sims told many reporters Bradford died from a blood clot, a non-football injury, he told the Garden City Telegram. It was, he said, an act of God. But the autopsy was clear. The teen died of exertional heat stroke, something Eichner says is preventable.
Because fatal heat stroke should never occur anymore in college football.
When an athlete is in heat stroke, the recommended procedure is simple and inexpensive. A tub full of ice water or ice towels to quickly cool the body's core temperature. Garden City coaches instead used a hose on Bradford. But that's not the worst we discovered. Back on the Garden City campus, Bronkbuster safety Johnny Jean confirmed what others had claimed, that players were denied water, common in Sims conditioning sessions.
When we first started, I thought they were crazy. Like, I ain't never been at practice, but they said we couldn't get water. So the whole summer, we wasn't allowed to get water during practice, and then we started drinking water during fall camp.
Sometimes, as Sims said, sugar don't work. Garden City Community College would not comment on tape for this story and did not answer a list of emailed questions, including whether the college knew Sims wasn't providing water. In a statement, the college said it had completed an internal review, but refused to make it public. The statement also said the college adheres to all National Junior College Athletic Association guidelines. Missouri Southern would not say whether Coach Sims continues to deny water during conditioning at that school. In a statement, the university also said, this is an issue for Garden City and Bradford's family to resolve.
This is not a social issue. It's not a racial issue. It's just being aware, because this was totally preventable. Totally preventable.
That's Bradford's mom, Joanne Atkins Ingram, again. She says waking up is the hardest. Knowing the death of her son so far away isn't a dream, but just another day she has to fight her way through. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.